You might ask, well, wouldn't it be better? Wouldn't more people believe if we could work miracles? Well, in the Old Covenant, that message given by angels, this act of revelation, that was accompanied by signs and wonders in the day of Moses, wasn't it? God, through Moses, did things with a staff before Israel and all the plagues before Egypt. How did those people do in that generation? They did very poorly, didn't they? They turned from God. They grumbled. They complained. You see, as the author of Hebrews could go on, they didn't pay attention to what God was saying. They neglected the Word of God. And they were judged. They did not escape the judgment of God. They did not enter into God's rest in the promised land in that generation. The problem with people is not the lack of evidence. It's not the lack of miracles. It's the hardness of heart. And if you don't want to believe today, it's not because God has not provided you with ample testimony. God has given you the account of eyewitnesses who are willing to die for their testimony that Jesus Christ is God the Son, died and raised from the dead.